Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up.
But there's only so much time left in this crazy world.
Hey, what's happening? This is the first episode of Herbbox Podcast. This is a podcast dedicated and orchestrated for the wine connoisseurs and cannabis connoisseurs and just those adults that just want to vibe out and chill with good conversation and music. So I salute all my stiletto stoners, all my conscious cannabis conrads. What's happening? So this podcast really is one that I feel there's a need for, because you know, we all have our times, whether we are smoking on some cannabis or sipping on a nice glass of wine, and we like to vibe out to some good music. And so I was inspired. One day I was just listening to some music and I was like, yo, I bet you some other people that probably have a cooler playlist than mine. So by no means am I a DJ. Let me say that first to all the DJs out there. So you don't have to worry. You do not have to be threatened by me. This is just a playlist that I have, you know. But I would like you too, man, to share your playlist and be a part of this community. Let's get it on and let's debate about some different musics we like to listen to and different topics and whatnot we can discuss and, you know, really get it in and be about one. So one thing I will like to say, I'm not one to tell you what to do, okay? It's not my business. So with that being said, if you would like to go to iTunes and rate me, that's cool. But what I would like for you to do is reach out to me. You know, let's have a conversation, you know. Tell me what I need to do better or what you like and what you don't like. I see that. That's more important to me. You ain't got to go running over there to iTunes to the man. Well, you can talk straight to me, you know. Man to man or woman to man, you know, let's talk it out, you know, and we can get it done. Let's make this community. Speaking of communities, hey man, go check out another podcast. This is Cannabis Community Project. My man Brainstorm over there, it's a good podcast. It's a lot of great podcasts I like to sit back and I listen to. Man, I'm a fan of Combat Jack and man, Juan Epstein, the Cypher, Josh, I'm here, baby. You don't need to put a lock on. Let me tell you something, man. Herbbox.com is HERBBOXX.com. Man, go over there, and definitely on the podcast, we have to step out. You know, a content. You know, I cannabis accessories got to be stepped up. You know, if you. Listen here, man. You're spending good money, like I do. Well, if you take care of your cannabis, because I grow my own, and we'll get into that cultivation later too. But not putting it in a Jordan shoebox. I mean, especially after what Nori said that Jordan might have said. He don't mess with hip hop. I never was a big wearing basketball shoes anyway, you know. I just keep it brisk and clean, and but anyway, I ain't enough about that. But anyway, what I'm saying is, if you got some good cannabis top shelf and you're putting it inside a doggone shoebox or Crown Royal bag, it's for what? Like, if you know, I come over to your place, we ready to, you know, choke and whatnot, and you come up with a shoebox and a upside down frisbee that you grabbing from under your couch, I don't want to smoke it. I'm not going to smoke it. I'm going to tell you that right now. So, yeah, man, let's step up our game. You know, even guys, when you're bringing the ladies over, we're going to get into that too, man. You know, nobody, she don't want to hear about, she don't want you to nerd out on the new glass bong. You want to get out of here without that. You know, sometimes we're taking it too far. You know? And that's what I'm here to, you know, we are grown, man, fathers, and, you know, take care of our business. You know, and yeah, we smoke a little bit. We might drink. And you might not even drink wine. You know what I mean? But I'm going to step your game up, fellas. Let me tell you, some of the prettiest women, you know where they at? Wine tasting. Yes. Go to a wine bar and go find out when they're having a wine taste, and you'll see a slew of them in there. You know what I'm saying? A slew. That's country. Anyway, man, we like to, you know, take our time right here. And I got a co-host here, man. It's the engineer, producer. You know, he going to be with me flying this ship, as we say. Go ahead and tell him what your name is, my man.
Yo, what's up? What's up? All across the world, everybody hear the sound of my voice. You know me as L. I'm originally from Florida, but out here repping D-Town right now. Producer, engineer, recording artist, editor, mixing, mastering, all that, man. Beats, y'all can get at me. Hit me up on Twitter at ArcadeMike2010. Hit me up on the email, ArcadeMikeMusic@gmail.com. Hope to hear from y'all soon. Peace.
Yes, sir. That's it. That's it. So, while I take this call, we're going to go to a song. So fade us out, producer.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'll be catching you staring. Be careful, the idle mind is a dangerous place to be left in. But keep your eyes on me. Yeah, your heart don't stand a chance. It's been far too long. Your knees can't hold your legs. Your feet just want to pace. The eyes keep me all in a trance. Let me ask you, would you leave it all in the back of your head? All in the palm of my hand. So far from what you used to. Would you know it? Hey, do I hold the candle to the last one over your moon? Baby, of course I do. Hey, I'm not closing my tab. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a chance. Am I dreaming? Mind on the tip of a cloud. cooking with the blend in your hand. Hey, won't you pass that? I know in the morning the sunlight cover your wounds. But I'm hoping that I look the same as the way you always knew. Baby, of course I flew, but I'm not over what we had. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a
I'm not the only one.
ready? Yo? Okay. Hey, what's happening? We back. Little smoke break right there for y'all. I hope you got your whatever you are smoking on or drinking on. And I know I ended the last segment on the rant, and I'll get back to that. But I'm going to pick up on some wine talk real quick. And first of all, let's set the record straight. All right. The wine, first of all, champagne is nothing but sparkling wine. I mean, champagne is made in Champagne, France. That's the first thing, if you didn't know. But me, myself, I'm Prosecco all day long. And if you don't know what it is, please go by Costco's, Trader Joe's. I don't know where you're at, but Prosecco, that's it. Nice glass of that. Now, I know not a lot of you ladies like Moscato. I'm going to be honest with you. You might as well say Moscato is the bottom of the barrel when it comes to grapes. There's some good grapes. There's some good bottles of Moscato, but not that many. Not many. Riesling, that's a grape that's grown in Germany, right on the side of a mountain. It's a special type. So we'll get more into types of wines. And please, like, hey, email us some of your favorite bottles, wine that you like. All right? And we can go from that. And the email is, just get on the website, man. herbboxx.com. And, you know, email us anything you need. Contacts, get with, you know, L right there. If you got any beats, producers, you say we vibing with music, man. So that's with that. I'm digging my vape pen. Speaking on that, man, we got to step up, like I said, our cannabis accessories. We got to step up our game. It's total overall, just the whole thing. But definitely your equipment. I mean, let me talk to both of them. Let me start, and ladies, my stiletto stoners. Let me talk. You know, it's usually ladies first, but let me talk to my fellas right quick. Hey guys, you know, first of all, you have a young lady over. Make sure, man, when you go into your smoke shops or you're shopping online, you know, get a nice pipe. Or, you know, spoon pipe or whatnot. That's more ladylike for the girls. All right? Nothing with crossing bones on it. That's chill, man. Come on. You know what I mean? Like, you got a nice lady over and you've got a vape, you know. And also, your strands. You don't want to have a couch locked on an indica. You know what I mean? Or too smelly, you know. A lot of strong skunk, it might be too much for a good hybrid or sativa. That's gonna do it, you know. Let's don't nerd too much out, you know, on your new glass piece of bong. You know, she might want to see it, but you know, not to say that she don't, but you know, she come there for you. Let that be the side, not the whole thing. She just come up to smoke and she leave and she come to me, you know what I mean. You know, so don't let that be the reason. But said it's just a side piece. It's like you know, on your coffee table, you're gonna have, you know, books, magazines, good music, and a little bud, some wine. So it's all encompassed of when you're entertaining a young lady. And now for my stiletto stoners, let me get down and talk to you for a minute, you know. Dig this. I'm like Jamie Foxx. Don't blame it on the weed. If you want to be a freak, be a freak. But don't blame it on the cannabis. Like, cannabis makes me want to do this now. Off the top, if you like that man, you know what I'm saying? You're going to shoot him that, shoot it to him. Don't try to blame it on that. You know? And at the same time, my stiletto stoners, same goes with you. You know, rules still applies to you. Don't just hold a damn thing in your hand. Now, if you can't handle that gas, you know, you ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. And for my ladies that's really not smokers, we might bring, but you know, you got a good man, right? He work 9 to 5 every day, hard working, whether he, you know, in the warehouse somewhere. He wants to come home and relax. Don't beat him up with him. There you go again, smoking that stuff. Chill out. You know what I mean? He got enough bullshit he got to take at work. He don't want to hear all that. If anything, you know what I'm saying? Make sure he doing it right. Then you buy him something for Father's Day, which is coming up. And happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers. Buy him a vape pen. Buy him something that's not going to have a smell. So you look out for him, you know? Hold him down. You dig what I'm saying? So, on that note, man, like I said, if you got any music out there, please send it to us. We just like the vibe off. If you got any comments, hit the website, step it up. Now my soapbox, cannabis business. I'm happy for all the states, and I hope more states come with it, but I'm gonna be honest with you, it's bullshit, straight up and down, because, you know, you can't have a felony unless you, if you want to deal in the cannabis business, you can't have a felony, and I don't think that's correct, I don't think that's right at all, you know, right? If you paid your time to society, that's it, you should be able to work, because I can guarantee you, you got guys that can hack a computer, steal all kind of credit cards and everything. As soon as they do their time, they come out. Fortune 500 companies gonna hire him to watch over their stuff. Now, why they don't tell them the same thing? Well, you can't work here because you got a felony. See, that's bullshit. And for nobody even to step up in the cannabis and kind of let that law go on, well, you know what I'm saying? You some bitch motherfuckers, straight up and down. And you know, you step up for that. You should have said, nah, you know, everybody can work here. There ain't no, you know what I'm saying? You served your time. Because I'm going to be honest with you, they don't even respect you no more because they won't let you go to the banks and get your money. And I'm going to be honest with you, when I've been up to a couple of dispensaries, your security guard's scared. He pussy off top. I don't give a fuck if he ex-cop. And I see some of them, they walking up and down, you know, kind of around. I mean, listen. Real ones, well, I can pick out ex-cop or a little, some of y'all got some of these, you know, ex-Marine, and salute to all the, you know, soldiers out there. But I'm not really feeling it. But you do what you have to do. I just think that's bullshit off the top. But, you know, we're going to have to come together because sooner or later, it's going to be a lot of laws. They're going to jam y'all up too with a lot of things. But for the brothers that's, and sisters, and everybody, before you even get jammed up, man, you know, it's some rules. I'm not here to preach to you, tell you what to do or what not to do and how to do. But when you're getting jammed up, man, a lot of times, to prevent all that, you're going to get jammed up either coming from picking up some weed or going to home from picking up some weed. One of the two places you're gonna get jammed up in. So riding around hotboxing it, nah. That's why we got the podcast for you. Come to the house, sit up and do it right, you know. But most of all, I was just telling my man L, man, listen, you gotta cultivate your own. I mean, there's no need to, you know, the prices are coming down, but what's better than free? Growing your own. You know? I mean, you should be, not only that, growing you some peppers. And I got my, speaking of that, I got my lemon tree. And just so happened, Beyonce with the lemon. And I got a lemon tree. You know what I mean? So I was like, damn, I must be on it, you know. But I got my lemon tree. She's about named after my grandmother, Mama Brown. So my lemon tree is coming up good, man. It's beautiful shit. But so, you know, and I'm growing some, I got some mint. Some spearmint, rosemary, some peppers. So, you know, and then I got my plants. I'm not one for taking a whole lot of pictures and posting up, you know what I mean? I know some of y'all are into that weed porn, y'all call it a whole bunch of, you know, sexy plants. You know, I love the cannabis plant like the next person, but sometimes it's be overkill. Like, I just, everybody just 420 this, and really, you know, talk on that, it's really 421, 1966, which would be 50 years when Haile Selassie came to Jamaica to meet some of the Rastas. You know, they, nobody speak about that. They just speak about 420. So, you know, when you running around here wearing those, you know, the Rasta colors, and it's always seemed to leave out the black. I don't never understood that. They got the red, the gold, and the green, but I don't know why the black, because that's the colors. But I guess, I don't know. But anyway, man, it takes all different kind to make the world go round, right? So, L, what you got to say about it, man? Anything? All right, that was it. Yeah, I mean, that's what we want to get to everybody in. So I'm gonna go ahead and fall back, man, and go ahead and light up or pull up, and you know, we're gonna go into some music, man, and let y'all do y'all thing. We'll be back. Peace.
Herb Box is an independent organic company bringing style and class to the cannabis community with an exquisite, superior handcrafted medical and recreational container for the consciously cultural professional and the stiletto stoner. Herb Box is breaking down the stereotypes while bringing social awareness and fashionable credibility to the cannabis movement and business. Cannabis is a plant that can grow abundantly with much nurturing, and Herb Box is made up of the same genetic code. With your support, you will provide the love and nurturing that Herb Box needs in order to break out of the infant stage of the business process. Visit our website at herbbox.com, which is herbbox.com. That's herbbox.com. There you can see our magnificent boxes, read our blog, sign up for our future newsletter, and inquire about any future career opportunities. And be sure to like us on Facebook. Once again, we would like to thank you, and Herb Box would now like to propose a toast to entrepreneurial freedom and forward thinking, which is all because of you. Cheers.
Slide it around, man. Can you slide over here and speak loud? Yeah. All right, you ready to go right now? Hit on record. You got it? Hey, what's happening, baby? We get everybody back. Let's let us stoners. My conscious cannabis Conrads. What's happening? And also my wine drinkers. Boone's Fun all the way to Prosecco, baby. Yo, just, you know, drink in moderation, please. And smoke in moderation as well. Or edibles in moderation. Whatever. That's another thing, man. This show is, you know, man, when you're vibing out, you're thinking about all type of career opportunities and, you know, being an entrepreneur and doing your own, man. And that's what the cannabis plant really to me, and wine, because you started wine from grapes, something that could be grown. I mean, how many of your uncles and your grandpa had that hooch? That homemade wine, you know what I'm talking about? I get a couple of apples and let the juice, you know, do what it do. And from that, you can get some wine. And same way with the cannabis plant, you know. So it's growing. And that's how a business grows. And that's what Herb Box is going to grow. And, you know, started off with accessories. And then we're moving into more glass pipes. As a matter of fact, if we have any pipe makers out there, bong makers, man, please get at us. We would love to feature you, have your product on. Any business person, mind, want to, you know, reach out to me and have your stuff explored on here. As we said, any producers, music makers, DJs. I am not a DJ. I'm just a vibe. I just like to vibe out and listen to good music, man. I hope y'all liked it so far. And again, if you like the podcast, or you're going to give us another chance, the first one, you're going to try us out, don't have to rate us, man. Hit me up personally. You know, I'm going to let them other people, they want to be first place and all that stuff. It's not about that, man, for me. It's just about getting the word out to the people that that's going to come. What's going to come is what's going to come, you know. What's going to be is what's going to be. And but what I would like to do is have a conversation with you. You let me hear it from your mouth. I don't want to read it. I want you to tell me whether I suck or not. And tell me where I can improve. So I get to be able to look at myself as well as have others look at me too. So I have no problem. I'm not on no ego trip. By not being on no ego trip, my man, yeah, man, come on. You don't have to speak on that because my man is multi-talented, man. So this is what we're doing. I mean, he's a producer, engineer, all this stuff, man. You think my man be putting in work. I'm just running my mind. But my man can do it all. You know, he got other businesses and whatnot, websites, if you need all of that. Hell, talk to him.
Yeah, hello out there. Yeah, just speaking on the business a little bit. Other thing that I mentioned earlier, we got the website going. It's meekmind.com. We do professional websites, business planning, SEO optimization, so you can get your business out there. And once again, you can find us at meekmind.com. That's meekmind.com. You can contact us. It's a team of boys, team of guys, man. We're passionate about our business, passionate about helping other businesses grow from where they need to be at to
end it off, man. Like my man Combat Jack, my frat brother, matter of fact, peace to all the Phi Beta Sigmas out there. I don't have a end of the day quote or anything, or end of the day quote. All I'm gonna say is, I come up with one. How about that? So I don't have one now, but I will. But I'm gonna go ahead and finish this vape and then blow into the mic and peace next week.
I got dreams, dreams to remember you. I got dreams, dreams to remember. I got dreams. Oh, 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 oh. I got dreams. I got to breathe to remember, to remember. Oh, gravity, oh, gravity, thank you.
Are we really happy here with this lonely game we play? Looking for words to sing. Searching but not finding understanding anywhere. Lost in a masquerade. Both afraid to say we're just too far away from being close together from the start. We tried to talk it over, but the words got in the way. We're lost inside this lonely game we play. Hearts of weeping disappear every time I see your eyes. No matter how hard I try, understand the reasons that we carry on this way. We're lost in a masquerade. From being close together from the start. inside this lonely game we play. Thoughts of weeping disappear every time I see your face. No matter how hard I try to understand the reasons why we carry on this way. We're lost in a masquerade. Oh, in a masquerade.